This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In France, protesters angry with President Emmanuel Macron and his plan to raise the retirement age blocked access to an airport terminal, sat on train tracks, clashed with police and threw projectiles at a police station in a day of demonstrations across the nation on Thursday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The ongoing nationwide protests in France over plans by the government to raise the retirement age by 2 years saw another day of disruption on Thursday, events which President Emmanuel Macron has recently compared to the storming of the U.S. Capitol by Donald Trump supporters 2 years ago. The plan is to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. For comparison, the U.S. is slowly raising its retirement age to 67, and the U.K. plans to go to 68.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Amid rallies against the far-right government, Israel's parliament passed a law Thursday to protect the prime minister from being removed from office. The measure says the prime minister can be deemed unfit to rule only for mental or physical health reasons and only by his own government. Critics say the law is tailored to protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is in the midst of a corruption trial, facing charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes. He denies these allegations. Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to historic levels last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday. In its annual report on anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Civil Rights Organization said it documented 3,697 such incidents in 2022. That's up 36% from 2021 and the highest level since the group started keeping records in 1979. VOA News. Human rights activists say Uganda's passage of an anti-homosexuality bill could be the impetus for similar far-reaching legislation across Africa as anti-gay sentiments grow. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said via Twitter that the bill could reverse gains in the fight against HIV/AIDS. More than 30 African states already have laws that ban same-sex relationships. Slovakia handed over the first of the MiG-29 jets it promised last week to Ukraine, while other countries are saying they will not be sending fighters for Kyiv's defense against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts.
Thursday, Slovakia handed over the first four MiG-29 jets it has pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister on Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. Bulgaria's president on Thursday said that the Balkan country will not export weapons to Ukraine. NATO member Bulgaria and nine other EU member states are not participating in the joint procurement of ammunition for Ukraine, while a total of 17 countries have agreed to deliver ammunition to Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Ukraine asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said on the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and are running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. After considering a pullout in the eastern city, Ukraine kept its troops in place while also sending in reinforcements. The National Weather Service reports a rare tornado touched down in a suburb of Los Angeles on Wednesday. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The National Weather Service and local law enforcement say the tornado touched down late in the morning Los Angeles time Wednesday in an industrial area of the Los Angeles suburb of Montebello. The officials say the storm caused moderate to severe damage to 17 buildings and sent one worker to the hospital with minor injuries. As rare as the tornado was, National Weather Service forecaster Ariel Cohen says tornadoes in California are not unheard of.
In particular, in California, tornadoes are very highly unusual. However, when strong Pacific storm systems move onshore and create favorable conditions. So while here in Montebello it's quite rare, each year we do see typically weak tornadoes affecting the state of California.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You can find more on all the stories we're reporting on at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.